Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Yes, indeed, we are live for May 30th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We follow the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We call it the Blueprint for Liberty. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, no doubt the answers to the problems we face. A good, honest, moral people using the checks and balances put in place by the founders, the solution. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is in order. Yes, it is a holiday. It is a special day. What, the fourth Monday in May, designated as Memorial Day. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap. I'm going to do a really quick recap of Friday's broadcast, and then we'll launch into the special day that it is. Most talk show hosts won't even be live today, folks. We try to be live as many holidays as we can. Every holiday we're not live. There are sometimes we got to take a break. There are sometimes that it just doesn't work out to be live. But we do our very best because you, our audience, our friends, and we want to spend time with you on our special days. We consider you family and friends, loved ones, and treasured partners in the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do good or do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. Simply go to thepowermall.com or dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Friday, we talked about Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, admits that the U.S. created Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Chuck Baldwin wrote the article, incredible article. That's right, Hillary Clinton admitted that the United States created Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We also talked about, for the first time, doctors have now diagnosed an American with a super bug that cannot be stopped by antibiotics. Not even the antibiotics of last resort now. They're very worried if this gets out of control, we're in real trouble. Again, we have to turn to our God for solutions, folks. A Federal Reserve June rate hike is coming. The Fed thinks the economy and the markets can withstand a quarter point increase, making the rate 0.75%. It's a little less than one, right? 3/4 of a point, in other words. The Donald officially secured the nomination. He got the number of delegates he needed to clinch the Republican nomination. But keep in mind, that's unbound delegates putting him over the top. Could there still be a challenge at the convention? A whole lot less likely, but possible. There's a huge development for a bakery after the IRS seized cash. WorldNet Daily report the details. We finally got our money back, said the owner. And now we just want the government to leave us alone. Yeah, David Vacatur is the owner. Good for him. He's like the rest of us, though. That's a slogan that, you know what, people ought to adopt for their campaigns. We finally got our money back, and now we want the government just to leave us alone. Wow, that was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live on Friday, Hour 2, brought to you in part by Raw Honey. If you would like raw honey delivered to your door, get a hold of Kirk Crosby. He's got a variety of honeys just for you based on your tastes and your likes and your et cetera. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or smile and dial 801. 492. No, let me start over. What the heck's the number for Kurt? Let's see. It's 801-669-2211. Sorry about that. 801-669-2211. All right, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, second hour Friday. RichardMack.com, CSPOA.org. We talked about Senator Tom Cotton explodes over Senator Harry Reid's bitter, vulgar, incoherent ramblings. Wow. Boy, I'd be frustrated if I was Tom Cotton, too. Elderly Christian woman, stripped naked, paraded through streets by mob in Egypt. What a horrible scenario. Attacks on Christians continue to escalate around the world. even right here in America, sad to say. Airlines spent millions of dollars in an unsuccessful bid to cut lines. The TSA doesn't really catch terrorists, but people die because of it, is the headline. Wow. TSA is not measuring up. We ought to shut it down and move things to the private sector. But you know what? They're not even taking that seriously. We talked about the downed plane was defaced with graffiti in threatening a terrorist attack. That's a very interesting twist. Turns out some of the thugs worked at the airport, huh? And then they're going to make sure I don't get on a plane with a bottle of water, huh? Wow. Security lapses everywhere. 11 years behind bars, never convicted of a crime. Wow, that's a true story, folks. Sad tale in America, where a speedy trial is one of the critical God-given unalienable rights government was codified to back when our founders bled and died for liberty, huh? Intelligent Environments is a company. They've created an arm bracelet called Pavlok. P-A-V-L-O-K, Pavlok. And they've now linked this Pavlok wristband to your bank account. And they say the goal is to voluntarily shock people out of poor spending choices. You spend too much money today on Memorial Day, they're going to shock you. All right. The Pavlok wristband sends an electric shock of up to 340 volts when the wearer fails to keep to their targets. My question is, how long will it be until it's voluntary reasons you get shocked to government-mandated reasons to get shocked, huh? The Pavlok wristband, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, was crowdfunded. It was successfully crowdfunded into existence back in 2014. And they say it can be set up to monitor users' habits and shock people if they don't meet those habits or if they go out of line from their expected desired results. I don't even know how to respond to that except for just imagine in America the people literally crowdfunded such an idea. How long will it be until the government says, listen, you got to have one of these. You know what? You eat way too much. Or you know what? When you start having that hatred for your government, there'll be a dopamine chemical that'll, you know, wash through your bloodstream or whatever. We got to monitor that and calm you down. The thought police will be everywhere via the wristband, I guess, huh? All right, that's a recap of Friday's broadcast available on republicbroadcasting.org, libertyroundtable.com, and on your Roku player. Please tell all your friends about the incredible Roku player opportunity. You can listen live and on demand to Liberty Roundtable Live via the Roku player. Incredible. All right, libertynewsradio.com, the website, republicbroadcasting.org, both websites for incredible radio programming. In addition to that, Liberty News Daily, an incredible news service free at your fingertips now. Without further ado, we are live on Memorial Day. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
First off, sir, did you have a delightful weekend as I did?
Yes.
All right. You got to like that. God, family, and country weekend, I pray?
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. What do you know about Memorial Day, sir?
Well, I know a few things about it. I mean, as you said, it was declared by Congress to be the fourth Monday in May.
In May, yes, sir.
You know, that kind of thing.
Today it's May the 30th, and by the way, Memorial Day started out as Decoration Day. Memorial Day originated as Decoration Day after the American Civil War, Kurt. And at first it was kind of a decorate graves, but then it kind of expanded. And Memorial Day eventually extended to honor all Americans who died while in military service. So that's kind of the summary. It's a day to reflect. And I would kind of expand it not just to the dead, but to people who have served in wars who are alive now. Now, I know you'd say, well, Sam, that's Veterans Day, my friend. Don't you get it? I understand. I'm just grateful for the service of all those who have gone before. And all those who have suffered, regardless. And so I kind of expand the day in my own mind, Kurt. It's kind of expanded, too, to where a lot of people visit graves on Memorial Day for loved ones, too, Kurt. And so it's really a day of remembrance, in my opinion. A day to remember, most importantly, who we are. And I'll get into that in just a second. Think about that. Who we are and the blessings we have. And I would like to take a God, family, country view to that very series of questions. We'll do that. Kurt's got thoughts. We've got a couple of columnists who wrote incredible articles just for the day as well. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on Memorial Day, baby.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
A day, Memorial Day, a day in remembrance, ladies and gentlemen. A day to remember not only those who have gone before us, but those who have sacrificed for us. And I would expand the day into a day of remembrance. Remembrance of who we are and what we stand for. The blessings that we have. And so I look at this a little bit like the 4th of July, remembering our country. A little bit like Thanksgiving, grateful for what we have. A little bit like Christmas, focusing on the author of our liberty. In my humble opinion, the Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a lot to remember. Who are we? Just who are we? I would submit to you that we have a godly heritage. We are literally the offspring of God, says the Bible, and I believe it. I realize that Jesus Christ is the only Son of the Father in the flesh, but we are all spirit children of God our Father. And as we acknowledge our godly heritage, it's important to understand then we have unalienable God-given rights. Nobody can take those rights away from us if we obey his laws. If we do not obey his laws, we have no promise. Understand that critical principle. The only way to obtain the blessings of the Almighty, author of our liberty, father of our spirits, is to obey his commandments. And I bring that up because it's critical if we want to restore the republic. It's critical if we want to preserve, maintain our liberty. All right, now, we think about who we are. We are children of God with a godly heritage. Secondly, you know what? What are our blessings here? We live in the freest country on the face of the earth. Now, I know we've lost a lot of freedoms. And I also know that people are going to try to call me and get a hold of me and say, Sam, you don't even know what you're talking about. There's freedom indexes all over that show other countries are freer than we are. And I can go right down the list and tell you how we're in a tyrannical nation and there's freedom everywhere else. And I've heard all those arguments, folks. And I'm not here to debate you about them. You're free to think as you will. But let me point out something that I believe is critical. What nation clearly acknowledges God, not government, to be supreme? What government acknowledges we, the people, having the authority given to government on loan? In other words, delegated by the consent of the governed. And what country has the blueprint for restoration? And when you look at freedom through those lenses, ladies and gentlemen, you realize that we understand biblical principles combined with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, combined with the knowledge that the people are endowed by their Creator with sovereignty, on loan or delegated to government with limited powers, and those powers exist in government only by the consent of the governed and our, quote, permission, if you will, then you begin to understand the genius of our grand old republic. You begin to understand the brilliance of our founding fathers, who I believe were inspired to create this great nation by the hand of God. Ben Franklin talked about it a little bit when he talked about, can a sparrow fall without God knowing? Can a nation rise without his assistance? And the answer is clearly no. It's obvious where he pointed his understanding. We ought to take a page out of that playbook and do the same. So this Memorial Day, I would like to leave you my thoughts. Those are this. Let this be a day of remembrance. Combine it with the 4th of July, remembering our country. With Thanksgiving, remembering our appreciation for our many blessings, count our many blessings, name them one by one, combined with Christmas, looking to our Creator and saying, this is a wonderful day and we're grateful for the sacrifice and service who have gone before us, and we will not let them down. We will be true to the covenant known as America. What covenant, you say? We promise to keep the commandments of God, and He promises to heal our land. That's biblical, folks. And if we don't, we're in trouble. If we do, blessings and a bright future can be ours. Will we participate is the question. Who are we? What do we stand for? I believe it starts with a valiant stand by obedience to God's laws. That's just my take. All right, Kurt, you're up second to bat, sir. Then we got a couple of other incredible authors with some thoughts that are friends of ours in the mix. So, Kurt, you're up, sir. Memorial Day. Any thoughts?
You know, as you look at this time, it is a time to reflect. We already spent a little time going to a couple of burial places, burial spots, and, got to see the nice displays for not only the the pretty flowers and the different things on the graves, but the nice displays for the military. It is a good time for, introspection or whatever you want to call it, as we consider, where we've been and where we are and where we're headed. I say, I mean, as you look at the situation, you know, whether it's looking at the draft, our situation as we deal with other countries, or, you know, kind of like you mentioned, as we simply say, well, hey, are we grateful? Are we thankful? Do we look at this picture and say, man, if it weren't for all these people that have gone before us and their efforts, and of course the blessings of an all-knowing Father in heaven, where would we be, you know?
Amen to that. And then looking forward, you know what? Let's keep the covenant alive. And that covenant is very clear. God promises us that if we turn to him, he'll heal our land and protect us, Kurt. Very simple biblical statement there. God also suggests that we're the offspring of God. You know, biblically, we are his children. And we need to really remember that. We have a godly heritage with a covenant to keep. That's a pretty interesting phrase. We have a godly heritage with a covenant to keep. What do you think of that on Memorial Day?
I don't think there would be much more important thought than that.
All right. Memorial Day, reflecting on heroes. That's kind of another interesting point that I wanted to make, but a great guy stole my thunder on that one, Kurt. Mr. Lloyd Marcus, well known as the Unhyphenated American, good friend of ours, great musician, great author, wrote his thoughts on Memorial Day, Kurt.
Yes, he did. And like you say, he titled it Reflecting on Heroes. He says, talks about Memorial Day a few Memorial Days ago. He was talking about how he says, I recall myself comfy on the sofa, overstuffed with cookout delights, watching a documentary on TV about conscientious objectors. Now, typically, the average American won't be watching that, and they'll be watching some sports activity, I'm pretty sure. But he went on to say the program portrayed these guys as moral superiors. I thought, you guys are able to bloviate about the evils of war and pursue careers as American artists, college professors, and so on, because other brave young men went to war to fight for you, defending your freedom. And he says another Memorial Day TV program featured World War II soldier and character actor Charles Durning. A guy that earned 3 Purple Hearts, he says. He was awarded the Bronze and Silver Stars for Valor and World War II Victory Medal. Then he goes on to say, talking about some of the activities with Mr. Durning, or that he was aware of. And then he says, you know, that he talks about serving in the U.S. Army stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. A lot of good thoughts from...
We'll talk about more in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live for Memorial Day. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Second hour, we have a presidential candidate with great morals coming up, too. We need more of those folks, I'll tell you what. This is Liberty Roundtable live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
In small, painful steps, the communist government ruling Cuba is relinquishing its grip on the nation's economy. On May 24th, it announced plans to legalize small and medium-sized private businesses without providing additional details. Historically, the regime has cracked down on private businesses that have thrived in competition with inefficient state-owned monopolies. Following Barack Obama's recent visit to the island, reports ABC News, communist leaders condemned private business owners who met with the U.S. president, accusing them of seeking to undermine the state. Alfonsín Valentín Larrea Barroso, director general of the Havana-based economic consulting firm Sinius, describes the government's announcement as a tremendously important step. They're creating, legally speaking, the non-state sector of the economy. They're making that sector official. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. As British Prime Minister during the early post-9/11 period, Tony Blair was the most enthusiastic member of the Coalition of the Willing behind the Iraq War. Now, ex-Prime Minister Blair seeks what he calls a proper ground war to deal with the emergence of ISIS, a group whose rise was facilitated by the war Blair had championed. There is no way of defeating these people without defeating them on the ground, Blair insists. Do not be under any doubt at all. If we want to defeat these people, we are going to have to wage a proper ground war against them. During the public appearance in central London, Blair pointedly declined to answer questions about the forthcoming Chilcot inquiry into his role in the last Iraq war. Led by Sir John Chilcot, the investigation by a committee of privy councillors will be released on July 6th. Jose Aponte graduated this week from Eastern Connecticut State University, 17 years after her lifeless body was found by a firefighter outside her family's burning building in Hartford. The fireman handed the child's limp and motionless body to Officer Peter Getz. A photographer captured the scene as Getz, his face drawn taut with determination, carried Josie to his patrol car. As his partner frantically drove to a nearby hospital, Getz performed CPR, literally willing the child's heart to start again. By the time they arrived, Josie was breathing on her own. Getz visited Josie during her recovery, at one point bringing her a teddy bear. If the emergency personnel had waited a few seconds longer for an ambulance to arrive, Josie would not have been alive to receive her diploma this week. In the audience for that event was Peter Getz, the police officer who refused to let her die. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Gregg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Memorial Day originated as Decoration Day right after the Civil War, eventually extended to honor all Americans who have died while in military service. I expand the day more than that. I expand the day to remember those who have gone before us. Hopefully, we can think about George Washington, but we can also think about our parents if they've gone, for the legacy they set, for the example they set, for who they were and what they did. Okay? Hopefully, we can work on, really, our appreciation, our gratitude. Count our many blessings, if you will. Name them one by one. Think about God, family, and country. Sam launched into a monologue in the last segment. Let this be a day of remembrance. Who are we? Count our many blessings. Name them one by one. We have a godly heritage. Let us keep the covenant of America. All right, that's my thoughts. Kurt then had his thoughts, talking about remembering the past, the present, and the future. Talking about reflecting on who we really are. Memorial Day, reflecting on heroes. Lloyd Marcus, we're in the middle of his incredible article on the same topic. He brought up family and friends and loved ones and who have suffered in wars, and what they gave, what they put on the altar for the sacred cause of liberty, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And as I look down through the the article from him, one of the things he brings up is he says, I heard a black preacher tell his congregation that he would love to see the government go through the ghetto, scooping up fatherless young black men for the military. They would learn to shut up, respect authority, and receive a paycheck for a job well done. While the preacher's comments were tongue-in-cheek, I get his point and agree. Despite it being under attack by Obama, leftist social engineering and political correctness, the U.S. military is still a pretty good place to turn youths into responsible adults. He does talk about going in, across the country on the Tea Party Express, where he spent time with Debbie Lee, the Gold Star mom of Mark Allen Lee. That was the first Navy SEAL to die in Operation Iraqi Freedom. And He said he organized patriotic music artists across the country to record a song titled Taking Back America. Anyway, a number of interesting things, but he does finish and says, while enjoying your family cookouts, please reflect and give a nod to those whose courage and sacrifice made it all possible. The U.S. military, have a happy and blessed Memorial Day.
Amen. Signed, Boy, do we agree with Mark or Lloyd Marcus. Now, he did bring up one thing that I kind of want to spend a little bit of time on, Kurt, because one of the great things, he's a great author, and he writes incredible headlines, but the headline says, Reflecting on Heroes. And I kind of think that's what we all ought to do, and that should spawn, in my opinion, conversations around the dinner table, conversations while you're cooking and while you're, you know, gearing up to spend time with family. It should, you know, spawn kind of reflective thoughts when you visit those who have gone before, if that's what you choose to do on Memorial Day, etc. And I think about who are our heroes, Kurt. Of course, my ultimate hero is Jesus Christ, who gave his life for me and for you and for everyone who will accept his love and follow his guidelines. He says, all ye come unto me. There's a way to do that. It starts with baptism, as Nicodemus found out, biblically speaking. Anyway, nevertheless, the goal is to realize that's one of my, that is my greatest hero. And then there are people who have done a great job that in no way compare to Jesus Christ, but to me are still heroes. My parents are heroes, Kurt. They taught me the gospel of Jesus Christ. They taught me to work hard, to love, to laugh and cry. They taught me to believe in God, family, and country. I'm who I am today because of their example and their leadership and their love and their guidance to a great degree. So I would like to say my parents are heroes. I also look at heroes in America. I believe George Washington and Patrick Henry and many other founding fathers to be incredible heroes. I look at, there are modern people who are heroes. You know? One of my heroes is a man who passed away by the name of L. Tom Perry. But he was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he taught the gospel, and he led by example, and he... anyway, there's many of them. I could go on. The former Secretary of Agriculture, his name was Ezra Taft Benson under the Eisenhower administration. He wrote eloquently many books and many articles and spoke so eloquently about the principles of liberty. You know, he wrote the 15 Principles to the Proper Rule of Government. He wrote a book called An Enemy Hath Done This. He wrote a book called This Nation Shall Endure. By the way, that's where I take our ending statement from. He wrote a book called The Constitution, A Heavenly Banner. And he really stood against communism and stood for liberty in his day. Anyway, there are plenty of American heroes and plenty of heroes around the world that I believe have made a difference. The early saints, you know, when the printing press came to be, and not Jesse Jackson, or not, I'm sorry, what's his name? Martin Luther King Jr., but Martin Luther King, or Martin Luther, I shouldn't say King, Martin Luther, you know, they're heroes in history who have really made a difference, who have really put their lives on the line and stood for freedom, and there's so many stories and tales of people who have really done a great job. There's a young man by the name of Helmut Hubner back in the 1940s that was a kid in World War II who lived in Germany, who stood against tyranny. And had we had a room full of, or you know, a nation full of, a city full of those kind of people, we might not have experienced the abuse that took place during the Holocaust and others. People who are standing up against the current Holocaust, which in my opinion is abortion. People who have stood against that are heroes. There's so many heroes to point to. It's amazing. But what we need in America going forward is real heroes and real leadership. That's what we need more of. And I could name so many of them, Kurt. But anyway, do you want to name a couple of heroes real quick? This idea of Memorial Day reflecting on heroes of Lloyd Marcus is a great thought process that I thought would expand on. Hopefully you'll do that throughout your day, my fellow Americans. Kurt, any of the other heroes to mention?
Great point. You know, I think you've mentioned a number of them. Of course, I'd, you know, place the founding fathers and those who, you know, gave, well, their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor you know, basically initializing our the freedoms that we, well, were basically able to enjoy for many years here in America, and that are still available to us, especially if we, you know, do our best to defend those freedoms. You know, so there's some more I would add to it. Of course, personal family ones would be like uncles or whatever that have given their all. I have a namesake that, you know, my middle name is named after him, my dad's oldest brother that was killed in World War II. His mom, my grandma, declared she would fly the flag every day after that, you know, in memorial of that, her oldest son dying there. You know, there's just a number of good things that you could take away from the day. And
amen to that. I want to point to a group as heroes, too. You know, we point to a group like veterans or those who have given their lives for their country, or those who have passed on. You know, that's a group, people who have served in the military. Another group I'd like to point to is mothers. You know, in my opinion, if we want to talk about heroes, reflecting on heroes, if we want to reflect on, in my opinion, one of the highest stations ever afforded to a human is that of a mother. You know, the mother of Jesus Christ, Mary, for instance. The mother of us all, you know what? Every brother has a mother, right? Every child has a mother. And mothers give so much of themselves in sacrifice. And I know in our society now, to be a woman, to be a mother, to be honorable, to be faithful, to be loyal, to be dedicated to raising children is kind of maligned in our society these days. But I submit to you that it's one of the highest callings God has ever bestowed on a human. Because you know what? They rock the cradle. And they really change a nation. Either we are God-fearing, humble, hardworking, respectful, honorable people, and taught to be so by our mothers, or else, you know, we're in trouble. And I would simply say, the way that mothers go, so the nation follows. And so I would really say mothers and wives, because, you know what, we really want mothers to be wives also. Mothers and wives are the unsung heroes that we ought to consider as well. All right, quick pause. Michael Connelly's column up in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Live on Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. How many hosts are getting that done? Very few. Thanks for being along, and thanks for your time. Memorial Day originated as Decoration Day after the American Civil War. It was eventually extended to honor all Americans who died while in military service. I want to expand it further on those who have gone before us. Sam launched into a monologue. Let this be a day of remembrance. Who are we? Count our many blessings. Name them one by one. We have a godly heritage, folks. Let us keep the covenant of America. Kurt reflects on his thoughts. Memorial Day, reflecting on heroes. Lloyd Marcus, the unhyphenated American, wrote an incredible article. Who are your heroes, he asks. Sam points with gratitude to our mothers. Now we're talking about an article written by Michael Connelly, well-known constitutional attorney, in memoriam. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. Michael Connelly, by the way, he's a gentleman that served in the Vietnam era, and he does reference that in his article, talking about how a Vietnam War was where 55,000 Americans died yet never lost a battle. He says, however, though the actions of the politicians in Washington, D.C., the war itself was ultimately lost. I think he means through the actions of the politicians, and the history books blame it on the military. Yet it was the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen who fought that war that were often ignored or even spat upon when they returned home. It wasn't until recently that their contribution to the freedom of our nation was acknowledged. To them, I can only say welcome home. Well done, my brothers and sisters in arms. You know, he talks about the other events, you know, including Operation Desert Storm, current wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, Grenada, Panama, etc. He does go back to Yorktown. He says, where our freedom was secured in battlefields like Gettysburg and Fredericksburg, where many brave Americans died fighting each other. Talks about the Marines by fighting valiantly and suffering heavily to stop the German advance and the fights during World War II on the beaches of Normandy and Iwo Jima. He gives a number of good things. I mean, even details on how many Americans. He says a total of over 43,362,376 men and women have served in the U.S. military, including the American Revolution, he says, over time. And of those, 655,000 plus were killed in battle, while another 540,000 plus have died during their service due to other causes. He just says, hey, we've got a number of individuals that you know, at least his article finishes and reminds us, he says, I will ask this of each person who reads this. Enjoy your Memorial Day, but make a special effort to contact someone, whether a family member, a friend, or even a stranger, who you know has served in the military or is currently serving. Just tell them thank you for your service to our country. You have no idea how much that will mean to them, he says. Also, take a moment to honor those we have lost, either by visiting the grave of a veteran or just saying a brief prayer. They'll hear you, and they will know that their sacrifices were not made in vain. Signed, Michael Connolly, U.S. Army veteran. Yeah.
Incredible article, Kurt, and really reflecting on, you know, think about it, say a prayer for them. It's one of the best guidance we can give when we want solutions for America. We need to pray to the author of Liberty, folks, in gratitude and appreciation and thanksgiving, if you will, but also in hope for the future and in a plea for protection. And then we need to go to work like it's up to us and pray like it's up to God and say, you know what can be done? I want to end with this reflective idea that has been promoted by Michael Connolly, by Lloyd Marcus, by myself, and you, Kurt Cosby. And I want to ask a question that we really need to think about. Do we want to be a warlike people? That's what we are right now. We're a warlike people. Trump's talking about escalating war, spending money on more wars. He's turning out to be very hawkish right now. But do we want to be a warlike people? I don't think so. And we need to really think about money, filthy lucre. And there's an article written by Liberty News Daily, Will Grigg. And it says this, the Pentagon's fiscal black hole. How much money does the United States spend on the military? And the article goes on to articulate, Kurt, that we have no idea. It's one of the government agencies that flat out could not pass an audit. We have no idea. The government's intentionally obfuscating or confusing or manipulating or whatever you want to say, making it impossible for us to get a handle on how much is really spent on the military. But if we're going to really reflect on America, reflect on those who have gone before us, reflect on their legacy, then we're going to need to at some point ask ourselves, do we want to be a warlike people? That's really critical. Do we want to be a warlike people? And I would say that, of course, we do not. That's not God's way. That's not the way of the Savior. Certainly, we must defend ourselves against evil. And God gives us the opportunity and blessing to protect ourselves. I agree with that. But I also say that we need to think about it in a defensive mechanism, not an offensive conquest scenario or a warmongering idea. We need to really think about those who have given their lives, those who have sacrificed so much. From the Revolutionary War to the Civil War to, you know, whatever wars that have been fought to now. We really need to ask ourselves, do we want to be a warlike people? I would submit to you, of course not. Then we better start to scrutinize the spending. We really need to look at the Pentagon's fiscal black hole and say, hey, how much money does the U.S. spend on the military? And we better find a way to really protect America and reduce that expenditure to make sure that it's in line with our real goal. That is to protect life, liberty, and property from the American people. Some reflection on that and then some demand of accountability by the American people is critical. If we want to change that game, Kurt, if we want a different outcome, we better work on different expectations, to say the least. Any thoughts on that, Kurt?
Well, you know, as we've mentioned a number of times, for example, the Prince of Peace would not be promoting war at every point. There are many efforts that, in my opinion, would be good for us to pursue when it comes to you know, our activities, daily activities. One of them, I enjoy and do what I can about is a promotion called I Was a Stranger. And, you know, with around 60 million refugees that are forcibly sent from their homes around the world and in many different places, man, it just seems like there's plenty for us to do besides focusing on war. Now, we do need to be able to protect ourselves and, you know, in a defensive way to stop evil in that way. But we've got to remember and not to take the offensive when it comes to war.
Amen to that. I really want to kind of end on this thought. We need to really have a positive outlook. It's so easy, Kurt, to go negative. It's so easy in America to think all is lost. To think that, man, there's not much we can do about it. I'm just a little guy. I really can't make a difference. But we need to reject that lie from Satan and say, you know what? We have a godly heritage. We have families, the great fundamental unit of society. And we have the freest country in the world. We have so many blessings, it's beyond imagination. Yeah, we've got troubles. We've got a difficult time to live in, perilous times, no doubt. But we have solutions. We have the freest country in the world with a blueprint to make it freer. We have families, the fundamental unit of society, and direct guidance from God on how those families ought to be. And then we have our Maker who cares dearly about each of us. We have a rich heritage and tremendous blessings. Let's look forward with a positive attitude of faith, not fear, hope, not despair, and hard work on our minds to do the best we can and hope that we qualify for, well, if we do our best, God will do the rest. Attitude. Isn't that the whole purpose of the atonement of Jesus Christ? That is our saving grace. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, and this nation shall endure.